find a place for you in the sidewalk cafes. No one ventures into the streets these days, except strangers and those like me looking for work. I noticed the smell when I got off the bus and traced it down to a canal that ran right through the heart of this city. Like an open vein full of black, rotten blood. A mirrored surface broken only by the bubbles, gas escaping from the stagnating mess that lay on the bottom, fueled by the chemicals and effluent of the city, which was fed in turn by the barges and the ships that followed their line and created the waves across that surface to the dockside where they unloaded their hulls, the swarms of people clambering over them. I sat down in a cafe and I was holding my own and minding my own business. And a voice spoke in my ear as if it recognized that I was questioning the source of the smell.
Cloud.
hair was awash with his promises and his beard. And I looked at me as he reached down and snotted the flower in his buttonhole. He smiled and his eyes lied. I was staring at a suit with no soul.
No matter how you wash them, how you scrub and bleach and boil, you never get rid of the smell.